Welcome to day 153. We are up to Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, and this Mishnah continues on the theme of the last Mishnah, which asks the question of what is considered halachic Eretz Yisrael. Very briefly, we know that there were two conquests of the land of Israel. The first was by Yehoshua, after we left Mitzrayim and came to Israel for the first time. And then hundreds of years later, after we were exiled, we went back to the land of Israel, guided, led by Ezra. That was called the Olei Babel, the people came from Babylonia, and we reconquered the land of Israel. That reconquering was a smaller territory than the original conquering of Yehoshua's time. And it's that second conquering, the lands that Ezra conquered, that have the full lasting status of Kedushas, Eretz Yisrael, the holiness of the land of Israel. Today we're going to learn about, really, not be introduced to, because we already learned about it in Demai, but we're going to learn about a third territory called Syria. Syria was up in the north, it's modern-day Assyria, Aram Naraim, Aram Tzava. It's land that David HaMelech captured during his time, or conquered during his time. But the problem was that he didn't do it properly. There were still lands, he lived a few hundred years after Yeshua, there were still parts of Eretz Yisrael that weren't fully conquered, meaning there were other nations that were still living in Eretz Yisrael at the time, and David ought to have first focused on Eretz Yisrael proper before then expanding to the north. And because he didn't do that, the land in the north does not have the full status, or really much of a status of Eretz Yisrael. It only has some rabbinic halachas attached to it. The general halacha that we're going to see is that anything that is aser mideoraisa, biblically, in Israel, you're not allowed to do in Syria, rabbinically you're not allowed to do in Syria, and anything that is only prohibited midrabbanan, rabbinically in Eretz Yisrael, you'd be allowed to do in Syria. So says Mishnah Beis, Osin betalush besuria. You're allowed to do different sorts of things to talush, which is produce that was already picked from the ground in Syria. Avalop mechuber, but you're not allowed to do certain things that are to grain or produce that's attached to the ground in Syria. So what's it talking about? So in Eretz Yisrael, if there's food growing in during Shemitah, some of Hashem say we're talking specifically after beer, you're not allowed to do certain things, certainly en masse, right? We're going to see in a moment, you know, harvest and all of that. So because that is biblically not allowed in Israel, you're also not allowed to do it in Syria from a rabbinic perspective. But other things that you would be allowed to do in Eretz Yisrael, that you would only not be allowed to do in Eretz Yisrael rabbinically, such as gathering produce, we're going to see that in a moment, that you would be allowed to do it in Syria because it is only us or in Eretz Yisrael, midrabanan. So says the Mishnah, what are examples of that? Dushin, Vizorin, Vidorchin, Mamarin. In terms of that which is already detached from the ground, you're allowed to thresh and winnow and do the winnowing that we talked about. You're allowed to crush grapes. You're allowed to gather in all the different sorts of grain. All of those things are things that you'd have to do. You're not allowed to do rabbinically in the land of Israel because it looks like you perhaps are violating Shemitah, so you'd have to do it with a Shinoi. You're allowed to do that fully in Syria. But aval, lo kotzrin, lo botzrin, lo moskin. But you're not allowed to harvest grain or harvest grapes or harvest olives, different words used to different types of harvest, because that has to do with things that are still attached to the ground. That is not allowed to be done in Israel, midaraisa. And therefore, rabbinically, you're also not allowed to do it in Syria. The reason the Mefarshim point out is because Chazal didn't want people just leaving Eretz Yisrael to a nearby land. It's not that close, but it's somewhat close. And to say, well, you know what? If I just go a little bit to the north, then I'll be able to get out of the halachos of Shemitah. So Chazal didn't want that, so they transferred any biblical requirement. They transferred that midrabanan to lands of outside of Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have any of the status. None of the rabbanans apply there. So the general klal the Mishnah ends with is klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said it very succinctly, very beautifully. Kol shekayotzi bo mutar Eretz Yisrael. Anything that is allowed biblically in Eretz Yisrael, osin or soba Syria, you're allowed to do in Syria as well. Of course, the implication and what we just learned is anything that is not allowed biblically, you would not be allowed to do in Syria. That is Mishnah Beis. Now shifting gears a little bit to Mishnah Gimel. We're talking about onions that grew in the sixth year, and then you picked them, and then you replanted them, and then they grew a little bit in the seventh year. So the question is now, what is the status of those onions? Says Mishnah Gimel, B'tzalam she'yardu aleihem geshamim v'tzimchu. These onions that you picked during the sixth year, and we know that vegetables usually go when they're picked. So these are really sixth year onions. You picked them in the sixth year, but then you replanted them, and rain fell in the seventh year. So then, and it seems that they grew a little bit more. So what's the status? Im hayu alen shalahem shechorin. If the leaves get shechorin, literally means black, but get very dark, like a dark green, then asurin. Then they're not allowed. We assume that they got some nutrients from the ground during the rains from that seventh year, and therefore it grew a little bit in the seventh year, and therefore now they're considered seventh year produce, and they're aser. Horiku, hare elu mutarin. Horiku, meaning if they got a little golden, a little bit lighter, a lighter green, a lighter yellowish, really in rabbinic terminology, yarok is more of a gold than a green. If it got lighter, then we assume it didn't get any nutrients from the seventh year, and therefore it would be mutzi, would be still considered a sixth year sort of produce. Now, it would be a chanin ben antikinus omer. He has a different criteria. It's a little bit stricter. Im yecholim lehitalish pa'alin shalem. If the leaves are strong enough that you can pull it out of the ground, then asurin, meaning even if the leaves are a little bit lighter in color, and you, therefore the first opinion would assume that they're from the sixth year, they didn't grow in the seventh year, if the leaves became strong enough during the seventh year that you can pull the entire onion out of the ground from the leaves, then we have to assume that it grew a little bit and got nutrients from the seventh year, and therefore it would be considered Aser from the Shemitah perspective. So again, even though most of this was considered sixth year produce and it was picked during the sixth year, because there's a little bit of growth in the seventh year, that would already define it as seventh year produce. There is a question. Different people, Rabbi Akiva Eger points out, there's a question: are we talking about the entirety of the fruit? Are we talking or the produce? Or are we talking about just the new growth, just the leaves? So the Rambam says that we're only talking about the new growth. Only the leaves are also, the onions themselves are fine, but the other Mepharshim, the Bartanura and others point out that no, we're talking about the entirety of it. Even a little bit of growth during the seventh year makes the entire thing Shemitah. And finally, the Mishnah says, Uchaneged kein motzai shvi'is nutarin. But imagine you took the same produce, you picked it in the sixth year, which is, makes it a sixth year produce. Then you left it in the ground during the sixth year. And then in the seventh year, there was rain and it grew a little bit. Then you picked it again and then you replanted it again. And then there were rains in the eighth year, says the Mishnah, Kin Ratzashi is mutarin. Then it's considered an eighth year produce or a sixth year produce, but not a seventh year produce. Meaning then it's totally fine. It doesn't have the status of Shemitah. Meaning to say that if you planted it during the sixth year and it grew a little bit more in the seventh year, then it's Shemitah food. But if you planted it in the sixth year, it grew a little bit in the seventh and then a little bit more in the eighth, then those two growths, meaning the eighth and the sixth, are enough to say, okay, it's not really seventh year produce anymore because it was originally picked during the sixth year and that didn't have the status. So then the small amount of growth in the seventh year is canceled out by the growth in the eighth year, and therefore would be considered not Shemitah. But again, if it didn't have that eighth year growth and only had the bit of seventh year growth after being picked in the sixth year, then it would be considered Shemitah produce. We'll continue with Mishnah Daled tomorrow.